As we spoke about last week on Over the Wall, there's a current bill in the federal Senate with the danger of it being passed in November, this very month in 2020, for a massive expansion of the cashless welfare card and also a massive move towards making it a permanent measure. This bill will be making all current sites permanent, so previous trial sites of the card will become permanent. It's expanding to the whole Northern Territory and Cape York Peninsula. Also, starting old age pensioners in the Cape York going onto the cashless welfare card. Ministers have a power to select any person, region or cohort to be placed on the card. This bill to expand the cashless welfare card, if passed in the Senate, will affect 40,000 Australians. We featured last week a personal story, and this week we'll feature another personal story living on the cashless welfare card. And it's a story that is not getting heard in the cities. It's getting ignored in the media, the mainstream media. But these are real people in our country, in rural areas, becoming a permanent measure. And we'll hear now some of the issues that it's causing.
Did you ever experience any times where your card didn't work?
Yeah, it was really hard.
Yeah, and if it's anything like the other trial areas, it just meant a lot of places were off limits. I've been to Sojourner quite a few times, which is another trial area, as you know, and the biggest event in Sojourner each year is the Oyster Fest, and they don't take cashless welfare, so it's almost like the town's not invited. And I also know things like the Mosca Circus, when it was travelling from Adelaide to Perth, it would stop in places like Port Augusta, Port Pirie, but they don't even set up in Sojourner anymore because they don't take cashless welfare. So it means all of these cultural community events that make you feel like you're part of the community.
Yeah, well, that happened here too. They couldn't use their card for entry to go in to take their families.
Yeah, and Senate inquiries, it's almost like all of the submissions we keep doing, they just end up getting filed and never looked at again.
There's frustration, there's arguments.
Yeah, it affects the home and family life as well because the tension is palpable.
You've got to consider anxiety. People were having effects for paying rent.
Yeah.
All those things in the first year or so.
And not many people come off it anyway. Like, it's a real shit fight.
It's a big, long waiting list to come off it.
Yeah, I've managed to get the statistics, and I have a particular interest in Sojourner, obviously, and out of the 83 applications, only 8 have been granted.
Thank you very much, Hayden, and thank you, Beverly, from Kununurra. Everyone knows that Kununurra was the second trial site put on, and they were still waiting for their wraparound services and their youth support and diversion programs 2 years into trials. Peter Ferrick, who for the last few years has been supporting the SNS by compiling videos for us and taking Senate and things and cutting them down, and who has recently come off after a year. Can you tell us your story, Peter?
Sort of starting off my story. So if I also go back to the very start as to how I first heard about this, I didn't hear about it through social services or Centrelink or even our local federal member. I actually heard about it through our state Labor member, and she was holding a meeting one night, and that was the first that either myself or any of my household, I still live with my family, three generations, mother and grandfather, and this was the first time any of us had heard anything about this cashless debit card coming to our area, and that a local federal member was actually putting his hand up to say, bring it to Hinkler, Bundaberg and Hervey Bay. So we went there, and there was quite a turnout, probably 50, 60 odd people. And I can't say that there was any positive reception to the card. A lot of people were quite angry about the fact that people's money was going to be quarantined, was going to now be scrutinised and managed by the government, and that people had not to date been involved in the consultation as to do we even want it in our area. So fast forward 6-8 months, and there's apparently a consultation. To my mind, it was nothing more than an information session, and it was the Department of Social Services who were running at the time to say, look, this is the great new card that we're going to be trying to put people on in the area. There'll be 6,000 plus people that we put on this card, and it'll only be the people that need it. No, those people that are on drugs and alcohol and gambling, you know, those people that can't look after themselves, completely oblivious to the idea that maybe those people don't need to be put on a card to manage their finances. They need to be provided individual tailored services and support given to them because they have a mental issue, they have medical issues. Quarantining finances is not going to fix that. Then the card comes in, I get put on the card because I'm in the target group because I'm under 35, because now, let's face it, only those under 35 are going to have problems managing our finances and be addicted to drugs, alcohol and gambling. No, heaven forbid anyone older than that have problems. Now, the first instance was of having issues with the card was not having access to cash, because by withdrawing access to cash, it meant that if I saw cheap furniture, cheap goods, on, say, Facebook, on the swap groups and the Facebook marketplace, I couldn't buy it because I didn't have the cash to be able to do it. If you go to local events like the swap meets or the carols by candlelight, went to that one year with friends, and the first year, which was the first year the card came in, couldn't pay for anything except for cash. And the following year, they actually had these little pop-up ATM machines. And of course, that's not going to work either because you can't withdraw cash on the injury card, can you? Another one was I was trying to get some new tyres for mum's car. So I rang up the local firm, Jack's Tyres. And now it was like second or third week of being on the card. And so I'm just asking them, we're looking for some tyres for a vehicle. Do you guys accept the injury card? He sort of had to scratch his head for a minute and say, oh, what's that? And said, oh, it's this card from the federal government. And he just said, just hang on a minute, he'll go and ask somebody. Mm-hmm. And then little does he know that I can still hear him in the background. And he's asking probably his boss or someone else there about the card. And the chap just goes, oh, what's that? And the answer is, oh, it's that card for those druggies and alcos. Mm-hmm. Now, the thing is, I don't drink. Don't take drugs, and I do not gamble. So I resent the implication that just because I'm on the card that I must be in this group. It's just automatic stereotype. So I graduated from university because I was studying law. So it's coming up to graduation ceremony and need to pay for hire for gown and hat, and also for the free duration photo. And so I went on to pay that because I had to do that online, and I could only pay it through PayPal, and PayPal does not accept in due card. I was very, very fortunate that I actually commented on Facebook about that, and a relative of mine in Melbourne, I suppose we're proud, aren't we? We do not like to have to ask our family to say, you know, hey, I'm on this stupid card. Can you pay for this for me? Put me in a predicament. I keep hearing, because I was part of the protests, this thing about you don't want to be on the injury card, get a job. Part of my background with being involved in the cashless debit card process was following the statistics. I used to look at the statistic of, I'm not sure what the numbers are now, I'm going back 6 months or so, and it was 220,000 jobs advertised nationwide. Yeah, 6 million unemployed, includes the underemployed and the so-called hidden unemployed due to ABS statistics. So now you sort of just do the maths. That means that if you fill every job vacancy that exists, okay, there's double that that are not reported, then there's still 5 million people that aren't going to get a job.
This is a public